Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Luyinishvas Arim Yaakov Shom Leah Bas Yitzchok. We're only about Bekama Daf Peites. The Gemara brings in this Daf Divir Amir that told us in Ksuvas Daf Nun Zayin that Osu Lulahodim Sheyishis Ishto Yafilu Shoah Achas Beloy Ksuva. One cannot have his wife out of Ksuva. One should not have even one moment being with his wife without a Ksuva. And the Sefer Koil Elio is brought down in the name of the Vilna Goin, the Yesoid of what Ksuba is all about, and that it fits very much what Ramir is saying. The Vilna Goin is at the end of Parshas Chayesoro, speaks about the pasuk that says that Avram Avinu gave gifts to Bnei HaPilokshim Asher LaAvram. So Rashi says, what's Pilokshim? It wasn't Pilokshim, it's missing a Yud. It was only Pilegesh Achas. Avram had only one Pilegesh. Who's the Pilegesh? The Pilegesh was Hagar. That's the Pilegesh. There's no other Pilegesh. That's why it says Pilegesh Losher Chaser. Ask the Gro, but why does it have Losher with a mem? It says Livnei HaPilakshim. Just say Livnei HaPilegesh. Why the Torah is calling the Pilakshim Loshon Rabin with a mem suffice? So Zog the Goyen Dover Niflamoy, he says like this. Ish Veisho, as the Goyen Tzoyta tells us, Shechina Shur Benem. Why? Because the Ish has the Yud in his letters, and the Ish has the Hey in his letters. Yud and Ei, that's the letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first two letters of the Shem Havaya. Now, Ksuvo, says the Vilna Goyen, is Kosav Vov Hei. That's the word Ksuvo made out of. Kosav, you write, Vov Hei, meaning you're adding to the Yud and the Hei of the Isha. You're adding the letters Vov Hei, which is the next two letters of Shem Havaya. So that's what Ksuvo is all about, to bring the full Shem of Shem Havaya. Before we explain what the Vilna Goyen means, the Vilna Goyen concludes and says that's the idea of a Pilegesh. What's Pilegesh? Polag Shem. It divides the name. Instead of having Yud K and the Vav K, you have only Yud K without the Vav K. So that's why Pilakshim were always written with a mem suffix. Because the word is Polag Shem divided the name into two. And to explain a little bit more what the Vilna Goyen means, is what we mentioned, we brought it here in the past. The idea that's brought down the Shlom, the way I heard from my Rebbe Ramush Shapir Zatzal, that the name of Hashem has two parts, the Yud-Kei and then the Vav and the Hei. The Yud-Kei represents the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu up at Shamayim. It says, Ki b'ko Hashem Tzur Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world's Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo with the letter Yud and with the letter Hei. That's up there in Shamayim, the place of creation. The letter Vav and the letter Hei is the way things appear down in the world. That's why the letter Vav is the shape of a pipe, of a tzinor, which brings the Shefa down here. And the letter A, Hei Achrono, is how things are revealed down in this world. Where do we see that? We see that when a Amalek is fighting with Am Yisrael, it says, that's in the Parsha of B'Shach, last week's Parsha, it says, Ki Yod Al Kei Sko, Mechamon LaHashem Ba'Amalek B'Dor Dor. So Rashi says, what is Yod Al Kei Sko? Ein HaShem Shalim, Ve'ein HaKisa Shalim, Ad She'imoch Zaru Shal Amalek. So to speak, when a Moloch is in the world, the name of Hashem is not complete. So what do you have left? Only the letter Yud and the letter Hey. That's why it says, Kiyad al Kes Ko, Yud and Hey. Why Yud and Hey stay intact and the Vav and Hey not? Because Yud and K is the two letters up there in Shemayim that a Moloch cannot touch. The Vav and Hey is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears down in this world. So here, if you have a Moloch in the world, he blurs the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he causes the fact that you don't see him down here, so he takes away the Vav and Hei, and whatever is left is only the Yud and the Kei, which is up there in Shemayim. And if so, Advarim Nifloim B'Yoyser, because the Pshat is like this, Ish Ve'isho, each one has the letter Yud and the letter Hei, that's the potential, that's the Gilui in Shemayim, where the Ish and the Isho come from, the concept of connection of these two letters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu up in Shemayim. But what brings it down here to the world? What is the Gilui Ba'aretz, the Gilui down here that we have a connection of Ish Ve'isho? That is the Ksuvo who brings the Vav and the Hei. It's not just a concept, not just the potential of Ish Ve'isho. It's the Maaser written in a document that you could code a Beis Din, that you can use it down here in this world. That's what a Ksuvo is all about, to bring the connection of Ish Ve'isho in a monetary way, in a shtaristic way, in a Gilui down here in the world. So you may understand that Gemara Zokra Meir. Also, la'adim she'ishtes ishtei b'loy ksuva afilu sha'achas. You can't go and divide the name of Hashem and have only a yud and a k. You need to have the gilui down the world. That's our avodah. That's how we bizgab al-Amalek. Amalek is the one who takes away the vav and hey and leaves only the yud and the k. But where our avodah is to come and bring the full Gilui Shem Hashem in the world. So Yish Veisha, together with the Ksuvah, you have the Gilui Shem fully. And therefore, Asu La'odim Sheish Es Ish To Shoachas B'Loi Ksuvah Thoim Nifloim B'Yoyser. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.